In Northwest News on KPLU, the Seattle region has become a mecca for video game development. Almost 13,000 people are employed in the game industry throughout the state. But it's not just coders pounding away at a computer. Actors have found a niche voicing some of the most iconic characters. One Seattle husband and wife in particular have found fame in the nerdy but vibrant gaming universe. KPLU's Ashley Gross introduces us to them.
Ellen McLean has had a long career as an opera singer. But now, this is what she's famous for.
Here's an interesting fact. You're not breathing real air. It's too expensive to pump this far down.
That is McLean doing the voice of GLaDOS. GLaDOS is the sweet-sounding but passive-aggressive computer in the games Portal and Portal 2. McLean's husband, John Patrick Lowry, began his career as a guitar composer. But he's now famous for doing the voice of the snarky Australian sniper in the game Team Fortress 2.
Professionals have standards. Be polite. Be efficient. Have a plan to kill everyone you meet.
These games are blockbusters. If you're 20 years old, you've probably played them. So this is a story of unlikely fame for a couple now in their early 60s. The video game industry was embryonic when McLean and Lowry moved to Seattle from New York in 1989.
You know, we just packed up a truck, we packed up that old piano, and we just moved out, and our first gig here was packing fish eggs.
At a salmon egg factory.
For Cossack Caviar.
That's
I don't
right.
know if they still exist.
Right.
Their careers on stage started to take off. McLean got lots of opera roles in Seattle and Tacoma. Lowry decided to focus on acting instead of composing, and he put together a voice demo and did some instructional videos and things for Boeing. And then his agent sent him on video game auditions.
The first video game I did was a thing called the Spy Fox Breakfast Cereal.
What did your agent say, and what was your reaction?
Well, the agent doesn't say anything. The agent said, hey, I got an audition for you tomorrow at, 3:30. It was just a video game. It's like, oh, okay, cool. I mean, it didn't matter. It was like it was a gig.
In those days, the mid-90s, game developers were not too sophisticated. Lowry says they'd hand him some lines to read with absolutely no direction. One time, he remembers his line was simply, goodbye, son.
And I said, why am I saying goodbye to him? And what's going on? Call up the writer and say, Okay, so what's happening? This is a place where the game branches, and your son is either going to, go down to the store and be right back, or he's going to step through this interdimensional gateway and go to another universe, and you're never going to see him again. So could you say it in a way that would work either way? So I said, goodbye, son. Great, that's great. That'll work fine.
Lowry says developers began to realize they needed to give more direction to the actors if they wanted sophisticated cinematic games. Lowry told his wife to audition, but McLean was reluctant at first.
I hear all the ads on the radio, and I hear all the voiceover work, and it's male-dominated, and it's still male-dominated.
Yeah.
And I thought, why should I do this? I'd never get work. Well, never say never.
Initiating surprise in 3, 2, 1.
They told the actors who were auditioning to sound as much like this computer-generated voice as you possibly could.
I feel awful about that surprise. Tell you what, let's give your parents a call right now.
In Portal, GLaDOS the computer has you do puzzles in the name of science. But you slowly start to discover she is not on your side. She keeps promising you cake if you'll do what she says. Finally, to win, you, the gamer, have to find GLaDOS and destroy her. And even then, while the credits are rolling, GLaDOS taunts you with a song called Still Alive.
Then you need me, I am still alive. I'm doing science and I'm still alive.
24 hours after the game was released, 24 hours, we'd never gotten a fan email before. We got a fan email from Denmark saying people are in the streets of Copenhagen chanting, the cake is a lie, the cake is a lie. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm married to a world famous person now.
But Lowry's famous too, not just for the sniper, but also for Pudge the Butcher in the game Dota 2. At gaming conventions, people wait for hours for their autographs. And podcasters from as far away as India do gushing interviews.
Guys, welcome to the show where we talk to Pudge.
Oi, hello. You know what I like? I like fresh meat.
Oh my God, I've got goosebumps. If you can see here, I've got goosebumps. This guy is phenomenal.
For McLean and Lowry, this is all a little bizarre. McLean doesn't even play video games. She likes bridge. But now they have this link to a younger generation. And sometimes, just for fun, they reveal their video game alter egos to random strangers.
I'll see, say, a 17-year-old boy walking down the street, and as I go by, I'll say, "We're a lot alike, you and I. You tested me. I tested you. You killed me. Oh, wait a minute. I guess I haven't killed you yet. Well, food for thought." And I totally blow their mind.
So how does it feel to have this be what you're famous for? I mean,
it's miraculous to me.
McLean and Lowry say they never could have imagined this career for themselves, but they say it's fun and gratifying to play the characters so many people around the world love or love to hate. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here. Huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture Science. We do what we must because we can.